Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Mem Ches Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and yesterday we just began the very beginning of Simon Shin Pei Aleph, which deals about a bittul that was now retracted. And let's quickly read the Mechaber again, even though I won't go through all of the Mishnah Berurah and the details again. The Mechaber started in Sif Aleph, HaMavatel Rishuso. If somebody did nullify his Rishus in the ways that we previously said were acceptable, and now, Vahotzi Achar Kach Mi Beis L'Chotzer. And we said that this could occur after Shabbos, and possibly even before Shabbos, it would work as well, that he went and utilized his house and carried something from his house out into the Chotzer, so that would potentially nullify his bittul that he had done. It would nullify his nullification. And therefore, the Erev Chatzeros that had been in effect since his nullification would in fact be retracted and ruined. So we said, Bishogeg Eino Osir, if he did this by accident, that doesn't demonstrate that he wanted to retract his nullification. But if he did it on purpose, that would essentially retract his nullification. As we explained, Sharei Chozer Mibitulo Shebitel, because he is essentially retracted from the bittul that he had done. That's where we left off yesterday. So we begin on the very top line of Resh Mem Ches Amud Beis. And the Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im hechaziko bo kvar. If the person, let's say Reuven, was the one that didn't participate in Erev Chatzeros, and Friday night after Shabbos had started, he said, okay, I nullify all of my to you people. So he did a legal bittul, and then the people in the courtyard went and carried stuff from their house out into the courtyard. That's what's called imherziku bo kvar. So then in this situation, where his nullification had an impact, halacha lemaisa, they accepted his nullification and acted upon it. So then in this situation, the Mechaber tells us, shotziu mi batein l'chotzer. They, in fact, took something out from their house and brought it into the chotzer. Or, alternatively, o shechnisu mechotzer l'batein, or they brought something back from the chotzer into their houses, demonstrating that they had usage of this courtyard as a full Erev Chatzeros. So then, eino yochol lachzor mibitulo. It is too late then for Reuven to say, I'm now retracting my bittul that I made. So once he made the bittul, after Shabbos started, then he cannot retract it if they used his bittul to allow them to make an effective Erev Chatzeros and actually used the Erev Chatzeros to bring in stuff from their house to the courtyard or from the courtyard into their houses. The Mishnah Berurah explains this in Sivkot and Dalet, Kodim Shechazev Hotzi Kalev, that they did this over here before the person who had originally given his bittul now wanted to retract it. So in this situation, he cannot retract it. Sif cotton hay, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Bechol Mokom Chazokamu Bikinya. He, in fact, nullified his area. They, in fact, accepted this nullification and acted upon it. So, therefore, their Chazaka, i.e., the rest of the people, by taking something out, we'll see, does it have to be one person? Does it have to be every person? By their taking something out from their house into the courtyard or vice versa, they have prevented him from nullifying his bittul. Now, this isn't a real chazak, as we've already explained. Nevertheless, the rabbis were lenient over here, and as long as the rest of the people use the house, their houses, to bring stuff from their houses into the courtyard, or vice versa, the mahani kishar chazakus, that will work, and therefore the original person who did the bittul cannot retract his bittul. And according to this opinion, so if they made a chazaka even on Erev Shabbos, they carried stuff from the house into the courtyard, that demonstrates that they accepted his original bittul and he can no longer retract it. Now, this is the first lenient opinion that the Mechaber brings down. But then he brings down, according to Rashi, Ule Rashi, Ein Chazaka Mu'eles, Elo Imkein Herziku Meshach Hashecha. According to Rashi, however, this will not work unless the people in the courtyard who accepted the nullification and acted upon it, they acted upon it after Shabbos has started. So they carried something out from the house after Shabbos started into the Chotzer, or vice versa. In that situation, the person who did the bittul can no longer retract. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Vav, the Mib'od Yom Lo Mulchamilsa, because if they carry something Friday afternoon after the person, Reuven, nullified his area, he gave it to them, he was Mavatil his area, and they carried something from their house out into the courtyard Friday afternoon before Shabbos, that doesn't prove anything. Sharei Gam below Bittul, even if there wasn't a nullification, Yechol Lohotzi Lahachlis, because there's no Isser on Friday afternoon in carrying stuff from the courtyard into your house or from the house into the courtyard. So it doesn't demonstrate that they've, so to say, made a chazak over here. However, the Chofetz Chaim says ba'ayin in the bir halacha sheish lahachem kedei zu. That this is Rashi's opinion over here that the Mechaber brings down. That's the way one should conduct himself according to Mishnah Berura. And the bir halacha, the Chofetz Chaim adds over here in dira maskul or Rashi. It's mashma from this the tofes. The ikar kedei rishona, the seeming understanding of the Mechaber is that since he mentions it's only according to Rashi, it sounds like the Mechaber is saying that we should pass it like the first, more lenient opinion, but the Chofetz Chaim says, be'emes tzorichia, and that's really difficult, because the dei rishona, he rak das ator. The first opinion is actually a das yochid, as opposed to the das of Rashi is not a das yochid. It's also the opinion of the Rebbeinu Yohanan and the Ritva. It seems to be the opinion of Tosus as well, and the Beis Meir, and therefore, he paskins over here, yesh lahachmir. The Mishnah Berura says that one should conduct himself like the stricter opinion of Rashi, that you have to make some sort of an acquisition, a chazakah, after Shabbos, in order for the person who did the bittul to no longer be able to retract his bittul. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, yesh bittul rishus mechotzer lechotzer. A person can make a bittul of his rishus from one courtyard to another courtyard. The Mishnah Berura explains in Sivkot and Zayin, k'moshi yesh bittul rishus mebayis lebayis b'chotzer echad, just like a person can go and nullify his house within the chotzer to all the other people in that chotzer, so to over here, a chotzer can be mevatel their rishus to another chotzer. The Rishu footnote number 12 brings down that the chiddush over here is according to the Aruch HaShulchan, sha'av shein chatzer es asur zu azu. Technically, you can carry from one courtyard into another courtyard, as we've already explained many times, as long as they have some sort of a pesach in between them, and they're enclosed. Nevertheless, yecholim b'nei chotzer achas levatel rishusim b'nei achotzer asmuchalem, one courtyard can be mevatel their rights to another courtyard, and in this situation, mutarm l'taltel mibesam alechotzer shnia. That would allow the people from courtyard A, for example, to carry from their house all the way into courtyard B, where they didn't make an erev chatzeros with. That's the chiddush over here. The Mechaber has taught us that yesh bittul rishus mechotzer lechotzer. And he adds, lo shna, this doesn't make a difference over here, shtei chatzerus u'pesach b'nei, whether these are two courtyards that only have a pesach in between them, and each one, the erva kolachas liatzma, each one made their own separate erev chatzeros. So you could really only carry from the houses in that courtyard into other houses in the courtyard of that courtyard. But you couldn't carry from the houses in courtyard A into courtyard B over here. So in this situation, you can, if courtyard A was mevatel is rishus to courtyard B. And the Mishmur explains the Sivkot and Ches, the Ilo Erev in mevatel, because if they didn't make an Erev for their own courtyard, they can't be mevatel, because as we've already learned, Kamosh is barred by Simon Shinpei, the Lishnaim in mevatel, the Fishu Kolechot Oser al Chavero. You can't do this except to one other entity. You can't do this to two separate people. Mechaber continues and he writes, likewise, v'lo shno erev yachad. Or even if they made a single erev chatzeros together between courtyard A and courtyard B, nevertheless, yecholu kolachas levato rishus al chaver, they can still be mevato the rishus from one to the other. Why would they need to do so? Liosu muteris lishtamish bo v'lo hi. What does this mean? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tes, there was one person here who forgot to make it, so they really don't have a good erev chatzeros between the two courtyards. So in this situation, that individual that forgot can be mevatel to the people in his own courtyard as well as to the people in the other courtyard, v'gam livnei ha'acheres, and in this situation, everybody can carry from their houses into both courtyards. And this way, Sivkot and Yud, it will be permissible. And this goes koi areisha. This goes on the first part. If they each made their own separate erev chatzeros alone, the person who was mevatel can carry from his house out into the courtyards. And similarly, in a situation over here where one person forgot and now he's mevatel to his own courtyard and to the other courtyard, he's the only one that's not allowed to carry, but everybody else can carry from their houses into both of the courtyards over here. Mechaber continues, he says, this is true, lo shna over here, shtei chatzeres zu lifnei mizu, this applies, the same halach applies in a courtyard within another courtyard, and v'lo ervu elo hachitzon elabada, and the only people that made the erev chatzeres over here was the outer courtyard, and somebody from the inner courtyard forgot to participate. So he can be mevatel as rishus to both of them. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yud Aleph, the imgam hachitzona lo erbu, if the outer courtyard didn't make an erev chatzeros lo efshel bevitel, then the bittel wouldn't work. Again, because of the same reasoning, they mevatel rishus l'shnaim. He can't go be mevatel his rishus to both of them, as we've already explained. Sivkot and Yud Beis, vaz hevi apnimis regal asur bimkoma. In this situation, The inner people over here are not allowed to carry within their own courtyard, because that's where the person was who ruined the Erev Chatzeres in the inner courtyard. And therefore, if you can't carry in your own, Oseres Shelo Bimkom, as we've already learned, the Chanal B'Simin Shinayin Ches. As the Mechaber continues and he explains, Shepinimis Oseres Alechitzona. In this situation, without the Bittul, the inner courtyard would ruin it for the outer courtyard. And therefore, Yecholu Levato Lo Rishusah, so this guy in the inside can go and be Mevatel his Rishus, Shelo Tishtamesh Velo Tavor Oleha, he won't use carrying from his house, and he won't go and carry into the outer courtyard. He will only go out when he has to go out. He won't carry anything out. And in this way, by his bittul over here, he allows everybody else to carry. Sivkot Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Indrisa Saregel Oser Ali Masias Tashmish, that just the fact that he can physically walk through doesn't ruin it for everybody else. He hasn't given up the right to physically walk through, and the fact that he can't use it to carry, that's what allows the bittul to take effect. The issue footnote number 13 reminds us that in a situation like this previously, we brought down that he has to keep his door locked at all times. So he says, Mistama, this same din would apply over here, that you have to keep your door locked at all times so you don't forget and carry out, except when you want to physically walk out, then you're allowed to keep it open. The Mechaber continues and he writes, oh, in Erev Uyachad, or if they went and they made an Erev together, the inside courtyard and the outside courtyard, and they put the Erev Chatzeros, the actual box of matzahs, in the outer courtyard, but then, v'shochach echad mehapnimi yitzvalo Erev, one guy on the inside forgot to go and participate. So in this situation, yochel levatel rishus, so he can also be mevatel's rishus in this situation, which means, da'ayinu shiyavatel rishus l'chol echad mehapnimi yitz, he has to be mevatel to all the people on the inside, as well, v'gam l'chol echad mehapnimi yitzona, as well as to all the people on the outside. And in this way, v'yehu levado osav v'chulu matarim, he would be the only one then would not be allowed to carry from his house into the inner courtyard, or certainly into the outer courtyard he can't carry, but everybody else would be allowed to carry from their houses throughout the inner and outer courtyard. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yedalit that lav davka, that the Erev Chatzeres has to be in the outer courtyard. He says, it would also work if the Erev Chatzeros, the box of matzahs, was on the inside courtyard. He'd still have to go and be levato to the people on the pnimi, as well as to the people in the chitzona. It wouldn't work that he could only be levato to the inner courtyard people alone, and he would be considered a guest amongst them, and wouldn't ruin it for them. And then, and they would all say, we're not going to participate in the outer courtyard. That wouldn't work. The kivun shah ivus ba mehem, since the problem over here enters or exists because of the inner courtyard. Shari echo b'nei chatzero shachach liarv. One of the people on the inside forgot to go and be ma'ariv. Therefore, I efsho lehem listalik b'nei chitzona. They can't go and give up their rights to the chitzona. Since they all did agree to participate together, albeit one person forgot, they can't just give up their rights to the outer courtyard in this situation, but the individual over here has to give it up. The one who forgot to participate has to give it up to both the inner and the outer courtyards. Sivkot and Tesvav, the Mishnah explains, he has to go and be mevatel to every single person in the outer courtyard. Shenasu kechotzer echad idei ha'erev, because they are considered over here like one person because they made an erev chatzeros. And even inner courtyard people said, we will refuse to go into the outer courtyard. We'll be mestalik from there. Gam kein lo mahani bebitul of ne'apnimi levat. It wouldn't work if he's only mevatel to the inner people, even if they say they're not going to go into the outer courtyard, as we've already explained in the Chanal b'Sivkot Nakodem in the previous Sif. Ubifrat, specifically, and this is especially true if the Erev is in the outer one. Because that in that situation, they certainly can't go and remove themselves because that's where their Erev is. They can't say we're not going to go there. The whole idea of an Erev is that you're allowed to go there. And therefore, Sivkot and Tezayin, the only one who would be usher in this situation when he does it properly would be the guy that forgot to be ma'ariv on the inside. So he is mevatel to the inside and to the outside people, and he can't carry from his house into the courtyards, and everybody else can. Meaning, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Tezayin, Hainu lahotzi mibayis l'chotzi, he can't carry from his house, as we've already explained, ukedil el b'simin shin pei. That was a very tough Sif, but now let's go weiter to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Yesh bitul rishus b'churba. The same halachas that we've applied over here to a courtyard, the same thing applies to a ruins, a churva. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Zayin explains, V'lo amrinu, we don't say, Shalom hekelu chachamim b'bitul rishus. We don't say that the rabbis only allow bitul rishus, ela b'chotzer shalom b'nei abatim. In a courtyard, it's in front of houses. Shebohu ikor tashmisha, because that's really an essential place that people use, the courtyard, as opposed to ruins, which people don't use, by definition. So the Mechaber is telling us that, no, there is a concept of bittul even by a churba, meaning, Shimayu Shnei bought him, if there were two houses and they open up into a churva, the churva b'nayim, there's a ruin in between them, Shehishal Shneim, which belongs to both of them, and Vishachachu v'lo ervu, and they forgot to go make an erev chatzera. So now neither one would be allowed to carry from their house into the churva, as the Mishnah explains in Sivkot Yudches, Ayin le'el b'simin Shnei v'avu. We learned a lot of these halachas before. This is just a quick reminder of them. So the Mechaber tells us, Yochalecha levatel rishus l'chavera. One of the guys that has the house can be mevatel to the other guy that has the house that opens up into the ruin, and in this situation, Leos Mutubo, everybody's now allowed to carry from both houses into the ruin and vice versa, because it is all considered one entity owned by one person. Sif Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Yesh Biltu Rishus Mi Bayis L'Bayis. Just like we said, for a courtyard or for a ruin, you're allowed to be Mavato. So too, if you have two houses that are adjacent to each other, they have a window connecting them or something like that, one house, if they didn't make an Erev Chatzeres, wouldn't be allowed to bring their things into the other house. Even though there's no courtyard, even though there's no ruin, you can't go from one house directly into another house through a window or through a door. Nevertheless, if you were mevatel your rishus, this would work here as well. The Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Yotes, Kemo Shemo al Abitul Mechatzer L'Chatzer. It's the exact same principle. It works for a chatzer, it works for a ruin, a churva, and it works for a house as well. Such as, Shimo Yushnei Batim Upesep B'nei V'lo Ervu. You have a house that has some sort of an opening, a door, a window that's of the right size between the two houses, but they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, so the din would be you're not allowed to carry from one house into the other house, be the Rabbanon, because we don't have an Erev Chatzeros over here. Nevertheless, Echad Mavatel Rishus L'Chavero, one person can be Mavatel's Rishus to the other person, and Vafilo HaMavatel Mutalotzi Mibes L'Bes Chavero. And in this situation, even the one that was Mavatel can go and bring from his house into the other person's house, or take from the other person's house and bring it into his house. We don't say there's any restriction over here. It's considered as its own by one person, as the Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Chav, Sharei Hakol Shel Chavero Kivan Shebitalo, because halachically, the person who nullified his house to the other person doesn't exist in halacha, so to say, for this Shabbos. He's like a guest over there, and the other person who we mevatel his house to is the essential only owner over here of these two houses, and therefore he is allowed to go and bring from his house to the other house and vice versa, and so too even can the person who was mevatel. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, Vafilu kodem shehechzich chaveru beveso, yachulu letzio mimenu leveis chaveru. And even before the person who is mevatel to actually made a chazok and brought something from his house to the other house, even if the original person who was mevatel brought something from his house to the other house, it doesn't ruin it. Vafilu hoyu mevatel rabin. And if there were many people who were mevatel over here, gam ki mutar melotzi mibeis lebeis chaverin, they still would be allowed to go and carry from their house into the other person's house by their bittul. And this is different. Veino domil mevatel rishus chatzeru. This is different than at the start of today's year and the end of yesterday's year, where we said that if you did a retraction on your bittul, the retraction works over here. If you made a transfer from your house into the courtyard, or from the courtyard into your house, so then it ruins your bittul. You retracted it. That doesn't apply over here. Veino domil mevatel rishus chatzeru. Shein lo lotzi mibeisel chatzeru. In that situation, we said you can't bring from your house into the chatzer. Afilu bittel gam rishus beiso ad sheyachziku hem tchila. Even if you were mevatel your house before they made their chazaka. Vafilu merziku, and even if they made a chazaka, elo moel, elo biyochid, should be to the rabbin. That only works if an individual was mevatel to the rabbin. Avolo yo biyochid biyochid, v'chanal b'simin shimpei, as we had opinions that we brought down, that you can't do this from one person to another person for a courtyard. V'koshe gave a rabbin yochid, and certainly you can't be mevatel from a rabbin to a yochid, as we said over there. The hosim kivin shayelo chelek b'chotzer, since they each had rights in the chotzer, elo should be to them, they nullified it, so therefore, imken kishimotzi mibeso l'chotzer, nira kichoze mibitulu, machse b'chalkushim b'chotzer. So his nullification seems to be retracted when he in fact goes and brings something from his house into the courtyard. But that's when you're going from your house into a courtyard. Here, Masha Enkein, it's different from house to house. Kishemosi Leveso Chaveiro, when he's bringing from his house into his friend's house, Shlohel Bochelik Biolim, he had no rights there, Lechatchila. So Lo Shayech Lomar, Shayedeze Machsik Birshus Chaveiro. You can't say that he's now retracting and he's using his friend's house. He doesn't have the right to retract and use his friend's house. And we don't say that he returns, so to say, to his own possession, his own house, because he did this. The other rabbi, Hari Mistalkimeno, because he, in fact, said he's giving it up, and therefore this doesn't ruin it, as opposed to the previous cases where it did. As the Mechaber tells us, in those cases, Shaya Oz Haya Choser Umachzit Bereshus Shebita, because there he made a retraction, and here he's not. The Mishnah explains Sifkon Chafalav, Yavagav Dileel B'Simin Shin Pei Sifalav, Bevor the Imbita Reshus Chatzero Lachaverav, if he was Mavatal the Reshus of the Chatzir, the Mutalo Lotzi Vibesim Lachatzir, we allow him to still carry from the house into the Chatzir of Lorminish, Shechoser Zocha Bechatzir Botzo Sarso, we don't say that he acquired the chotzer. That was Hosam Meir B'Yochel L'Gabi Rabim, an individual connected the Rabim, V'Choshev Rach K'Orech L'Gabayu, and he's like a guest over there. Aval Hosam Meir B'Yochel L'Gabi Yochel, here it's one against one. B'Yochel L'Gabi Yochel Lo Havi Orech, he's not considered a guest over here, as we've already explained in Sif Dalet. U'Lohochi Chosev Ezochev B'Mashe B'Tam Metchila, and that's why his chazor over here is in fact a good chazor in the previous case. Therefore, L'Fizah Afilu Mechzich Zeb Shebitu L'Lo Kamkin Osalim Vatel L'Hotzi L'Veso. As we already learned in Simin Shin Pei, Siv Dalet, that concludes today's shiur.